In California today, the Marine Corps charged 4 enlisted men with murder in connection with last year's killing of 24 civilians in the Iraqi town of Haditha. 4 officers were also charged with dereliction of duty over how the incident was investigated. If the Marines are convicted, the case would represent one of the worst war crimes to date in the Iraq War. Marine Colonel Stuart Navarre announced the charges at Camp Pendleton, California, where the accused Marines are based.
All Marines are trained in and are expected to fully comply with the law of armed conflict. The Marine Corps takes allegations of wrongdoing by Marines very seriously and is committed to thoroughly investigating such allegations. The Marine Corps also prides itself on holding its members accountable for their actions.
NPR's Scott Horsley joins us now from Camp Pendleton. And Scott, what are the details of the charges against these men?
Well, Melissa, the 4 enlisted men are all charged with murder, although perhaps significantly not premeditated murder. As you say, these charges stem from an incident that happened in Haditha in November of last year. Members of the 3rd Battalion, 1st Marine Regiment's Kilo Company were on a convoy in that town, which is a hotbed of insurgent activity, when one of its Humvees was blown up by a roadside bomb. One Marine, Lance Corporal Miguel Terrazas, was killed in that explosion. 2 others were wounded. And in the hours that followed, 24 Iraqi men, women, and children were killed. That much is clear. The Marines originally said that some of the Iraqis had been killed by the roadside bomb. Others were shot in a firefight. The charges offered today tell a very different story. Staff Sergeant Frank Wooderich, who was leading the squad, is accused of personally shooting 12 Iraqis and ordering the killing of 6 others. He allegedly told squad members, shoot first and ask questions later. Now, lawyers for Staff Sergeant Wooderich and the other accused say, in fact, these were lawful combat-related deaths. In addition to Staff Sergeant Wooderich, authorities have charged Lance Corporal Justin Sherratt of Carbondale, Pennsylvania, Lance Corporal Stephen Tatum of Edmond, Oklahoma, and Sergeant Sanic Dela Cruz of Chicago.
Now, Scott, these killings happened, as we say, more than a year ago. It has taken a long time for these charges to be filed. Why is that?
Well, authorities say there was first a deliberate effort to cover up the killings. Staff Sergeant Wooderich is charged with making false statements about what happened in Haditha and directing one of his squad members to do the same. They have also cited the men's superiors for a failure of aggressive investigation, even though there were certainly signs right away that the story that was told was not all that it seemed. Death certificates, for example, showed that the Iraqis had been shot, not killed by a roadside bomb. And in addition, a month after the killings, Marines had made payments to the families of many of the dead, which would be very unusual if, in fact, they were victims of a roadside bomb or hostile activity. Time magazine first broke this story earlier this year, and since then, Marines have been investigating not only the incident itself, but also the aftermath and what higher-ups knew or should have known.
And that's what's led to charges against the officers, as I understand it. What are those charges, and who is facing those charges?
That's right. There are 4 officers, including Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Chisani. He was the commander of the 3rd Battalion until April of this year when he was relieved of command. He's charged with dereliction of duty for failing to more aggressively investigate what happened in Haditha. In addition, Captain Lucas McConnell, who was commander of Kilo Company, has been charged with dereliction. Lieutenant Andrew Grayson is charged with dereliction and failure to investigate and obstruction of justice. And Captain Randy Stone is charged with dereliction and violation of a lawful order.
What sort of reaction have you been able to gather there in Camp Pendleton?
Well, as I say, family members of the accused and their attorneys have insisted that they did nothing wrong, that they were merely taking appropriate steps to protect members of the squad after this explosion. There's also been some criticism from groups like Human Rights Watch that the charges don't go far enough, especially when it comes to the officers. Human Rights Watch says if the military wants to stop future abuses, it should focus not only on the enlisted men, but also the rules of engagement and the tone that's set. Significantly, none of these Marines has been ordered confined as a result of the charges, so they'll be able to spend the holidays with their families, and Sergeant Wooderich will be spending it with his wife, who's expecting their 3rd child.
And any sort of timeline, what happens now?
The next step would be an Article 32 hearing, more or less the military equivalent of a grand jury proceeding, and at that point a decision would be made whether to take these charges to a general court-martial.
Okay, NPR's Scott Horsley at Camp Pendleton in California. Scott, thanks very much.
My pleasure.